Life is tough in the mainstream. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. I wish someone would at least have some sympathy for those of us in the mainstream media. First of all, we have to put up with that term, mainstream media, which implies that somehow we still control the news. Oh, every so often, the mainstream news anchor will attempt to reassert some control, as Scott Pelley did last night.
It has been a busy day for presidential statements divorced from reality.
But the president no longer has to worry about what news anchors think. He can do his own live broadcast. He just goes on Facebook. Facebook controls the agenda now for pretty much any big story. When people post complaints about the so-called mainstream media spreading inaccurate news, what's their evidence? The thousands and thousands of times those incorrect stories were shared on Facebook. That's the real mainstream media, a website with 1.86 billion editors who mostly publish stories they haven't read in hopes of being liked. And that has changed the way mistakes are handled. Back when the mainstream media was the mainstream media, it could at least attempt to correct its mistakes. But today, those mistakes feed a social media culture that thrives on not correcting them, since that could make an outrageous story boring. And if you, as a Facebook user, don't forward outrageous stories, you don't get likes. And if you don't get likes, you're a failure. And that goes on your permanent record. I have an idea, though. Are you ready? I call for a total and complete ban on forwarding any story on Facebook unless it goes through a process of what I call extreme vetting. Except, of course, for stories released by the White House, which, of course, you can trust as is. Now this is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.